My, nice threads. Now, you certainly are the nattiest chief executive this state has ever seen.
Clayton, give it a rest. I'm only acting governor.
And that is exactly why I am here.
What is it this time?
Well, I am aware that you have been temporarily thrust into the seat of power. I'm sure you're a trifle overwhelmed, so I am here to help you. For instance, have you had an opportunity to peruse the current legislation?
Yes, it's all right here. I plan to sign everything except this Senate bill, S-231.
You don't have a choice with this. You've got to sign this one. The governor promised.
Promised? Why? The only people who could possibly benefit from this bill are Senator Tyler's golf buddies.
Oh, Manson, you are so naive. It is a perfectly fair political trade-off. We needed Senator Tyler's vote for the tax cut.
Well, then let the governor sign it when he gets back.
You don't seem to be following this. The governor doesn't get back until the 20th. If this bill isn't signed by the 17th, it's an automatic veto.
Well, then in that case, let's not keep everyone in suspense. Veto. Give Senator Tyler my condolences.
Benson, you can't...
It is history.
I think I should point out to you the stupidity of this action.
And I think I should point out to you that there is nothing lonelier than an unemployed yuppie.
You may come in now.
You must be Lieutenant Governor Dubois.
How do you do, Mr. Two Horses? Very nice to meet you. Can I have Krause get you anything?
This shouldn't take that long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying to Krause how much I was looking forward to having you do this.
Uh-huh.
I've always been a great admirer of your work, and that's why I gave the committee your name is when they asked me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, what should I call you? Joe?
Joseph.
Joseph, uh-huh.
Look, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know if I want to paint this picture. The money is chicken feed, and capturing some politician on canvas doesn't thrill me either.
Whoa, Joseph, hold your horses, both of them. Did I do something to offend you?
You did now.
Dubois, let me go. Let me go.
Krause, Krause, put Senator Tyler down.
All right, Dubois, start explaining yourself.
No, Senator, you start explaining yourself. And this better be good, otherwise I'll have Krause dropkick you out of the office.
I'd like that.
Endicott just called me. He tells me that you vetoed S-231.
That's correct.
You can't do that. I was promised that water treatment plant in exchange for my vote on the tax cut bill.
I didn't make that promise.
The governor made that promise.
Well, the governor's not here, and right now, I'm the governor, and you're interrupting me.
Look, Dubois, you're not going to get away with double-crossing me.
Thank you for coming by, Senator. It's always a pleasure. Krause?
Hold it! You can't do this to me. I'm a big man in this town.
I know you are. You're so big, you grew right through the top of your hair. I'm sorry about all this.
Okay. I'll paint your portrait. But the committee won't like it.
Oh, yes, they will. You're a world-famous painter.
What I mean is, I will do it my way. And that may not be what they're looking for.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've seen your work. They'll love it.
I will spend the next few days with you to get a feel for your spirit.
Oh, good, good. Get a feel from a spirit. Feel. Right here.
Oh, we got governor. Eugene. What have we here?
Hi.
Oh. Catherine Olivia.
I thought Dad was coming home today.
No. I'm picking him up tomorrow at the airport.
I thought it was today.
Well, you thought wrong.
Well, could you just check his schedule?
Yep, that really isn't necessary.
Look, I'm positive I'm right.
All right, little Miss Know-It-All. You're so sure. I've got $5 that says you're wrong.
Clayton.
Five. Put up or shut up.
All right.
All right. Let's have a look here.
Where were you?
Is there any reason you didn't pick me up at the airport?
Yeah.
I waited 35 minutes. I finally ended up riding back with Senator Tyler, who spent the entire ride chewing me out. What in blue blazes is going on around here?
Benson did it.
I know who did it. I just don't know why. Get him in here.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Welcome home, Dad.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great. I just increased my cash flow.
Oh, good, good.
See you later. Hi, Benson.
Hi, dear. Oh, hello. Welcome back. So, how was Washington? How'd the speech go?
So, anything interesting happen while I was away?
You're upset. Well, let me explain.
I made a deal with Senator Tyler. My word was at stake on that bill. You knew that. Clayton told you. And yet you insisted on vetoing that bill.
Since when do we make deals with Senator Tyler?
That isn't the point. I am the governor of this state.
When you're in the state and when you're out of the state, I'm the governor. And as such, I wasn't willing to put my name on that kind of deal.
There is nothing wrong with Senator Tyler's water treatment facility.
Well, sir, I don't agree.
It was the only way we could get the tax cut passed.
But, Governor...
Now look! You made a mistake! And I...
Hold it! No, I didn't make a mistake! Now, I acted in what I believe to be the best interest of the people of this state, and if you think that I'm going to tailor my ideals to fit the fashion of the moment or even to please you, you are sadly mistaken.
All right. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, I think you'll find that I run this administration.
Well, I'll be in my office if you need me.
I'll keep that in mind if the occasion should arise. Which I doubt.
Benson, the governor is a very unhappy man.
Thanks for the bulletin.
But it's been 2 weeks. How much longer are you going to keep acting like this?
Word of advice, Krause, stay out of this. What time is that meeting this afternoon?
You don't have to worry about it.
Has the governor canceled it?
The meeting is still today. He just canceled you.
Well, that's a very grown-up thing to do.
Good morning.
What? Oh, good morning.
I didn't mean to startle you. It comes with generations of training. Good news. Today I stop staring and start sketching.
Joseph, I'm afraid we've got a little crisis around here today.
Just sit here and hold your position.
You don't understand. We've got some very important business we've got to take care of.
And my work is foolishness.
Oh, okay.
Sit. Cross your legs. Get comfortable.
Yeah. You fluffed me up, huh?
Nice. Bye. Now hold that pose. And try to look sincere.
Sincere.
All right. I wasn't going to get involved, but I can't let this go on. I think you should work things out with the governor.
Krause, I don't want to talk about it.
Move.
Huh?
Not you, her.
At least you could apologize.
I have nothing to apologize for.
You're moving.
I'm sorry. Come on in, Glenn.
Benson, here's a copy of my notes for the governor's meeting with the Environmental Commission.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
Just wanted to keep you up to date. Interesting.
It's not my fault. He keeps moving.
Clayton?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was distributing the notes for our meeting.
I don't recall telling you that they were for general distribution. Get the copies back.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Benson.
Now, wait a minute. Excuse me. Don't come and stand in my doorway and treat me like I'm not even here. I am the Lieutenant Governor, and I'm due some respect.
I tried to tell him that.
Clayton, you picked a very poor time to get on Benson's side. If I were you, I'd keep my opinions to myself.
Well, now we have to clear our opinions through you as well?
Well, after all, he is your boss.
And I, Mama, am your boss.
Let's face it, Benson. You played party politics. Your party opposed that bill, so you vetoed it.
I voted my conscience. And besides, I didn't like the idea that it was a bribe to get Senator Tyler to cooperate.
A bribe? Now, hold on. I don't like the sound of that.
Boy, you must really have it stashed away.
I don't like the sound of it either. Thank you, Miss Cross.
Sir Benson does have a point. To the normal person, this might appear as a bribe.
Clayton, I warned you once.
Oh, here. Take your damn notes! Here! Excuse me, I have other business.
Oh, right, right. The official portrait. Why don't you ask him to paint a halo in?
That's it! Ow! 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 Oh,
hold the phone here. You can throw them out. I am the governor. This is my official residence, and I have a right to sit in any room I want to.
Sir!
Zip it! This is my house. The lieutenant governor's office is here through a courtesy that I can withdraw.
Excuse me. Krause, call Beacons. I'll be out of here this afternoon.
Oh, well, I will help you.
Benson. Thank you.
Sir. Benson. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop
it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. What is going on here? Now, I cannot stand this to see close friends splitting up. Now, maybe you can take it. You have an abundance of close friends. But what about someone like me? I have no close friends. I have always longed for close friends.
Holy
and now, I, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it!
Now, do you see what you've done?
He... forget it!
Well, I always knew this would happen. Your mouth has cost you the best friend you ever had.
Oh, forget it, Krause. The governor will come around.
I don't mean the governor. I'm talking about me.
Well, don't look at me. They're wrong.
Hold that pose.
All this.
Oh, look, Governor, they're about to unveil Benson's portrait. I'm sure you won't want to miss that.
That's all right, Governor.
Yes, sir.
Miss Krause? Mr. Two Donkeys?
Horses.
The man's name is Two Horses.
Clayton, remind me to check the state constitution. I would like to see where it says that the lieutenant governor is obligated to correct the governor in public.
Governor, don't you think this silliness has gone on too long?
Well, why don't we just look at the picture?
Fine.
That's it. Take it or leave it.
That is a very good picture.
It certainly is.
But it has the classicism of a steward, the refreshing audacity of a Warhol, the wry humor of a Leroy Neiman.
What's he talking about?
I think he likes it.
How about you?
Well, you never liked me.
The painting.
Well, I didn't expect it to look so much like me.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
No. It's quite lifelike.
Yes. It certainly is. Quite lifelike. I just hope it doesn't veto anything while I'm out of state.
Benson, I just wanted to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Clayton.
Coming, Governor.
Well, if you ask me, you have made him look a lot nobler than he is.
No, really? Well, he could paint your picture with a roller. Well, I'm sorry about all this, Mr. Two Horses. I think you've done an admirable job under the circumstances. I can only hope that the unveiling will be more pleasant. Thank you.
I like it.
Do something about this.
I was just... No, that's not true. I was looking for you.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I was looking for you.
Well, we found each other,
huh? Governor.
Yes.
I wanted you to know that I'm sorry.
Well, I actually...
Please, let me finish. I'm sorry for putting you in an awkward position, but I'm not sorry I did what I did.
Well, I'm not sure that I know how to take that.
It's an apology.
Well, it certainly seems like it, but, well, now, let me see if I understand this. You are not sorry for what you did, and you'd do it again, which would put me in an awkward situation for which you are sorry.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well.
Oh, well, okay, good.
What about you?
Me?
Mm.
An apology. Well, I am sorry for what I said, but I'm not sorry for the reasons I said it.
Well, I can accept that.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you then.
Yeah. Right. Gosh, I never thought it would come to this.
What?
Oh. Us being on different sides like this kind of makes me sad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I suppose we can have differences of opinion.
Oh, well, sure.
And remain friends.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Buddies.
Colleagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you in the morning.
Krause.
Oh, I got it for you.
Thank you. Yeah.